جو تمہارے در become alive. If you will become a beast, this means is that cow which is half slaughtered. And then it gets up and it runs. It's very, very restless. And what pain it goes through and how restless it is. So a person will become alive. That is, he will become spiritually alive. Thus we can understand how what is meant to be alive from a physical point of view. Like we are alive, all of us here. And mashallah, there are many young people, a lot of stamina, a lot of energy. And there are old people, they also are alive, but they are so weak, so slow in everything. And like that, one person is in a coma, he's also alive. But he can't even eat. He can't even do his own toilet. He can't do anything. He can't see. He can't do anything. He's also alive. But what a world of difference in their lives. And just yet is to be spiritually alive. And one is that a person is spiritually alive, he has got Iman, he's got Islam. One is that person who is spiritually alive, he's got Namaz in his life, five times all the Farais. One is that person who is spiritually alive, who's got Tahajjud, Zikr, etc. And one is that person who is spiritually alive, who's got the whole of Deen, every part of Deen. And one is that person who is connected to Allah. That person is really alive. And a person who's got connection with Allah Ta'ala, like another piece of example from Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullahi, the fox is a very coward and a very frightened little animal. And it's very small also, and it's very weak also. But if the lion tells him that you got my support, whenever you want, you just call me, I'll be there for you. Now he acts so great. So a person who's got the support of Allah, he's got connection with Allah. And like whatever really happened, all the miracles, this was when he made connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then see how Allah Ta'ala will, Allah Ta'ala's help will come. There was one article in Arab News, or one of the Arab newspapers just recently, that in the month of Ramadan, a pious lady, poor lady in Riyadh, she called her children to make dua every day at Maghrib time. And she was making dua that Allah grant us our own house. And we want it next to a canal, water running canal, and we want our own house. And the children should say Ameen on the duas. And her husband used to laugh at her, that where are you going to get, we're going to get a house. We can't afford it. We got no money whatsoever. And here in our desert, Saudi Arabia, next to a canal, running water, where are you going to get it? He said, no, Allah is great. He said, you must make dua, and you will answer. So she carried on. Ramadan finished, nothing happened. Sarcastically asked, where's your house now? So she said, my Allah will give it. He is making dua, and he is the giver. When she finished the six rozas of Shawwal, then the husband was coming out of Asr Namaz, and he came and relayed this to her, that one wealthy man who was unknown to them, and they did not know him, but he came out after Asr, he met her husband. And he told her husband that I've got a house, and it's a big house, and half of it, my parents are living, the other house is empty. And I'm giving that to you. And we got a lot of property, so we don't want any money or anything, it's yours, you must take it. And then he came and tell his wife, and then she saw that the dua was accepted. And he also said, I determined that the first person who comes out of after Asr Namaz, I'm going to give it to you. And you are the first person that I meet him who came out after Asr Namaz. And then so they said they didn't want to take it for free. So they raised 8,000 riyals. That's what, 24,000 rand, 25,000 rand, more or less. That was all, and for such a house. Okay? So they gave that, and they became the owners of the house. Mm-hmm. Then she asked an alim, a scholar, that my dua was next to a canal. Now where's the canal? So he asked, what is opposite to your house? So he said, a masjid. So she said, that is the canal. Because in the hadith, a person who, between his house and the masjid, there are five canals, and he washes in them every day. So that is your canal. So Allah gave you exactly what you had asked for.
So when a person has this connection,
and with your being, one old lady of Johor who cannot walk, is broken her bone. She had heard of some doctors in India where many people went and they got cured, and so she wants to go, but she's got no one to go. When the family asked her, who will take you? Immediately she said, now we'll ask Allah. That yaqeen must be there. We look at the scar first. And when we have got the scar, then if we are outwardly painted pious, then we ascribe it to Allah. But the thing is that full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. That you got no scar whatsoever, but Allah will make that scar. That is what is required, that trust on Allah. When we got our money, we got our everything is done, then we feel that when you got nothing, like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, when he was poisoned to the end of his life, which caused the passing away from his dunya, his hakim, his doctor told him that you should take treatment because I fear this is going to cause your death. So he said that your death is imminent, in a day or two you will die. So he says, even if I wasn't poisoned, you must still have it. Because it's not at all in our minds. We only, if we are sick, then we think we're going to die or something. Like an old person, or a person who is living in a volatile area, a lot of crime, a lot of things going upside down there, that person's life is in danger. When you are completely safe wherever you are, you must also have the same fear that I can die at any moment. So asbab, and we shouldn't look at asbab, that's yaqeen. So this is the jeevu told me. You'll have life if you become an Muslim like that. Same for Hamza Rili Unko Najah. Those people got salvation, got free from hundreds, from scores of worries and troubles and problems. Who found the love of Allah Ta'ala. That verse says, for people who found the love of Allah, they are freed from so many other anxieties, so many other pressures and tensions. Now, what Allah says, a person who has got the love of Allah, who has got the fikr of akhir, one of the greatest gifts, the gift that he gets salvation, najah, from all the worries of dunya. Allah removes that. Otherwise, a person worries of dunya, overtaking all the time. Tum nahi haasil, to kuch haasil nahi. And if you haven't found Allah, if you didn't get Allah, you didn't get anything. Allah Ta'ala is everything. That is what we have to work for, to find Allah Ta'ala. Tum nahi haasil, to sab haasil. And if you have found Allah, you have got everything. The famous story of Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullahi alayhi, in Ayaz. Allah was a very favorite slave of the king, and the other courtiers were jealous of him that he became the favorite, he's so close to the king. So, and they always whispered things into the king's ears about Iyaz. So the king said, I'll show you people what kind of a person is Iyaz. There are many stories, this one here, that one day the king had placed all these valuables, the stones, diamonds, gems, gold, silver, everywhere in the courtroom. And he said, whoever puts his hand on whatever it is his. He announced it, so the people went very well, everywhere, all the ministers, everyone, whatever we can get, we will take. But Ayaz stood still. The king said, haven't you heard my command, O Ayaz? He said, what was your command? Repeat it. He repeated it. Still he was standing still. So he asked him, are you sure, king, that whatever person puts his hand on is his? He said, yes. Then he walked up and put his hand on the king. So he said, if you are mine, then this is a fraction of what you got in your possession. If you are mine, everything is mine. So if you got Allah, and this is the thing to have Allah. Like in a marriage, you got your wife, but if she's not yours, her heart is not yours, she's not with you, you got her, she'll cook for you, she'll see to all your housework, but there is not that in charge. Or if the wife, she's got her husband, he's seeing to her, he's given her house, he's seeing to all the expenses, earning everything. But she hasn't got the heart of the husband. Right? What enjoyment is in there? And we don't understand what connection he had with the king. Today, wherever we are working, Many places we don't even know the boss. The accountant gives us our check, our supervisor, our superior under whom we are working, he gives us orders. We hardly know who the boss is. And one is you know the boss and you've got a close relationship. And he loves you and you love him. If you've got a mental problem, even with your supervisor or with your superior, you're just telling him, in your heart you don't know why. I'll just speak to him and then I'll phone him, I'll speak to him tonight and he'll sort you out, he'll put you on your place. So the Greek got a connection with Anatta. If you are connected with Anatta, after trying to watch a runja run, how does a person reach Anatta? There are many ways. One of them is all the difficulties and hardships of life, and the ups and downs of life that you are going through. But you have that connection with Anatta. That initiation is first very, very important. If a person is not initiated to Allah, connected to Allah Ta'ala, when difficulties and hardships come, normally he goes further away from Allah. But if he's connected with Allah Ta'ala, difficulties and hardships come, he goes closer to Allah Ta'ala. A person like many people who are far from being, problems come in their life also, everyone's life. Now when problems come, now they are running to the bank for the loan, they got the financial, they're going deeper into the hole. Then they got a marital problem, they go to some counselor. That counselor, many times the poor counselor got married to the husband or wife of this person here. You will find the difficult problems. So if you don't have that connection, those who have connection with Allah, and a problem comes, now you start getting up for tahajjud. Now you realize, oh, I'm making gunas, that's why my problems. You start, and many mashallah such people become conscious of to give up my gunas. My sins have caused this problem. So they become closer, so that initiation is important. Once a person has got that slight contact also, now the difficulties and hardships come, he goes closer and closer to Allah all the time. So, after driving to Mawde Manjokam, Pushpar Purman, Sefron Sahib, and many thousands, scores of shores can be sacrificed for those difficulties. In other words, when you're in comfort zone, you didn't think of getting up for tahajjud, you didn't think of making dua, of giving up your gunas, you're watching TV, you are so involved in sports, and all these things you didn't think of. Now the problems came. So those problems took you through closer to Allah. So you prepare to sacrifice thousands of your comfort zone for those problems. The problems took you to Allah. That the ishya haq me, that the ishya haq he to hasil karo, acquire the ishya haq, the true love of Allah, acquire that also. And you don't just read, be content just with your other things, laugh to alim huye, hasil huye. Even if you became a great alim, a great hasil, more greater than an alim also. And then, not only that, you even became an abi, you worshipping Allah Ta'ala, you even became a great worker of deen in whichever field, in tabligh, or whatever field you taught, you were teaching deen, you were there, everything you were doing, with all that, acquired the love of Allah. That is an important aspect and an important facet of our daily life also. Not just to be an alim, not just to be an abi, not just to be a zahiri, a person who abstains from dunya, but acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala also. Like for example, you acquired your rice for your biryani, you acquired your mutton also, you acquired your potatoes, your beans, all your masalas, everything, but acquire the salt also for your biryani. If you did everything, but you didn't put the salt in the biryani, with everything there, the rice is there, the best rice, and the best meat also, everything, but no salt, nobody wants to eat those. Just add that salt, and now see how enjoyable that biryani becomes. And just have it in the right proportion, the right amount of salt, and everyone is delicious. People will overeat that thing. They say we're skipping our supper tonight. But this biryani now, you can't let it go. You won't just get this biryani. So like that, the love of Allah. With your knowledge, realm of deen, and your taqwa, and your zohar and your every effort of being which you are making, and if it's coupled with that salt, then see the enjoyment of that, how you enjoy everything. Or like a cup of tea, special, in which there is zafran also, tea masala also, ilaichi also, everything, but no sugar. You can see, yes, this is a final cup of tea, special cup of tea, but there is no sugar. Just add the sugar and now see how, not one cup, now you go for your second cup also. Otherwise, without the sugar, you just put it to your lips, you put it down. And you're looking for an excuse, you're giving it to somebody else, etc. But when the sugar is in, see how you enjoy it. So that spice of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that sugar, salt of the love of Allah Ta'ala, just add that also. Yajdramana shahbat ibaqah uriya. These are the saying of Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah. That a little while in the company of the awliya, jisne paari wahi kaamil hue. Whoever found that, only that person became kaamil. Really the value of Ahlullah of the which so simply a person can understand, La Ishqa bihim jaleesu. Whoever just jaleesu, who sat a little while in their company, and they suddenly get pushy. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a shaluki authentic hadith, and Allah Ta'ala is speaking in this hadith, that whoever just sat with the Ahlullah, they don't become shati. Shati, wretched. That is those who are deprived of iman at the time of man. Those who are deprived of going towards Allah. Mawlana Tamir Rahmatullah Ali, this work of Mawlana Rumi, Yak Zamana was Sahbat Awliya. And just a little while in the company of the Awliya is more better than that person became Qadi, more better than 100 years of ibadat of Ikhlas. And when Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked Mawlana Tamir Rahmatullah Ali, he questioned him about this, and Mawlana Tamir Rahmatullah Ali said, it looks like Mufti Shah, you was a young person at that time, that you are thinking the poet has exaggerated. It's just a little bit. You sit in the company of the, he didn't speak anything, you just sat in his company. It's more better than 100 years of Ikhlas. That means Ikhlas ibadat is ibadat which is accepted. So he said, yes, I think he is exaggerated, overstated this statement. Abu Khayyam al-Tamir Rahmatullah Ali said, he is understated. He should have said, better as Lakh Sa'ala Ta'ala. Better than 100,000 years. Because in their company, you get the Khatima is guaranteed on by Ali the Tuxi, by Allah Ta'ala's word, just sitting in the company of the Ahlullah. So this is so well, and only those people have become calm. And from my little experience that I've seen from my travels, those places where Ahlullah, those countries where they went, deen became established in those countries. Otherwise, even lot of effort of deen was made in certain countries, but there was no door, no supper of the Ahlullah in those places. Deen didn't become established. Deen becomes Allah Ta'ala and Islam. Like the poet says, Jaha Jaha Tumari Nazar Fari, where the Muslims Nazar Fari, Wahi Deen Zinda. Deen became Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Nazar, what does it mean here? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only was in the Arabian Peninsula. He didn't go out from there. But that is the ulama, the Warasatul Anbiya. Wherever they went, and these Ahlullah, wherever they went, Allah made deen Allah. South Africa has been very blessed in this way. Mawlana Aswar Shaykh Puri, Rahmatullah Ali, who has written many buzurgs, that how many buzurgs came to South Africa. In fact, our Darul Uloom of Hazar will get the people who hosted Mufti Sharista Rahmatullah Ali in the 60s. They said that Mufti Sahib was going to leave now. They told Mufti Sahib that we fear our children won't even remain Muslims in this country. The way the condition was and how far people were from being, and I brought great people. Now, we are worried now. This was at that time, 50 years ago. They were also worried. And in every zamana people are worried. There's nothing new. The fitna and all that is always there. And what Shaitan's glory is all this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about this. That we talk about what's going to happen. And but you don't do anything. Do what you have to be doing. That is what we have to do. But we only, so they said, we fear that our children don't remain Muslims here in this country. Mufti Sahib at that time made the dua, Allah establish a darulum in your town. At that time, in the 60s, Azhar was perhaps just one to a few houses, to one, two streets. First, Masjid Street, a little Jamaat Khana in a house was there. And where could anyone think of a darulum? At that time, the Maktab system was also not in order. It was very poor, the Maktab system. But this is where Andrew now, the Nazar. Then one dua and Allah Ta'ala established the darulum. All this we have seen, what my eyes have seen. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala Christ. Little short lap I've seen. Those people who brought their children to Maha'ala Masihullah Sahib, Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib, for technique, for starting of him, for starting of Fadil Fatah Sahib. Today I see they are muftis and they are pious and they are great eyes. And there's one nazar of the Alhamdulillah. This is how valuable it is. So here, yes, Haman is talking about India. Therefore, we should always, whenever there are pious people around us in our towns, nearby towns, go there ourselves, take our children also, and let them just look at them also. Let them make a salam to them, and just tell them, put your hand on this head of the child, etc. These things take you very, very far. More than all our efforts and our tarbiyah, that will take us much more further. So this is very, very well. Jiske baari hai, wahi kaam hai. And whoever on your own, you can try your best, but you won't become kaam. You won't become, you won't reach perfection and completion. Aashnaye darde jaan sokta. Aashnaye darde jaan sokta. Jaan sokta, that Chada, Muna Hua Kabah, like a kabah that you are surviving very bad. And little bit is just gone on the burning side also. And how are you going to enjoy? So that is your life becomes unresolved. You have, for Allah's sake, you sacrifice everything. You really wanted to look at that woman. You really want to follow the future source, the soccer source. You really want to know who won, who's made it to the finals. Even you're not interested in all the details. And you're not watching, but this you want to know. That who made it to the finals, etc. You sacrifice all that. Then that person, Ashnai, that person will know. That person who has found that love, that he sacrificed all this. We want to have everything, the better of the two worlds. And yet also, a better of this world, we see, with all our haram relationships with women also must carry on. All our sports and all our other dresses like non-Muslims and all that also. And you get the best in Akhirah also. It doesn't. Until you don't sacrifice all the things of dunya. And not only the haram dunya you sacrifice, but you even sacrifice halal. You even know what is halal also, that also humanizes it, to make it less. That person will find the love of Allah. Ashnaye darde jaan sokta, dekhkar hindu mein hum shaamil. When we saw these people like this, and this is another very important and necessary aspect, until you don't see those people who have found this love, and you see why are they going mad over this Muslim? Ye Maulana Mazhab Sahib the, Dhanu Barakatuh, how many people from all around the country? One brother from England, somebody from Durban, somebody from Reunion, Mauritius. Why they all come? When you see this, then it has an effect on you. If you just read it in Kitab, it's not. It's just half. If you don't get the full taste of it. If you just hear about it, you get half. But when you see this, and when you see how their lives are, how they are living, those who saw that last time we saw the Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah. Maulana Nasirullah Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Abu other great Muslims we saw. And the people who are, then we also, others, we also join with them. I also have joined with some Muslims and find it in this year. Dekhte hi dil ghabra gaya. Just when I saw this, my heart became excited, agitated. The patience increased of my heart. Kab zahilani kut jab nazil huye. That when the zahil, a person who is a great Muslim, Sahib, he escapes from dunya, lives a very, very frugal life,
food very little, house very little, small, everything. But when they went into when they got the devil comes up, then the heart was what an alchemy. What a change this brings into a person, this contact with the heavenly life. And that is a simple way to understand it, like Mamana used to say, under 15 stone, do that what other woman. All that one woman intercepted, they are small boys, but they got big ideas. they are small boys, but they got big ideas. So the small children don't know what their enjoyment, or what they were a person who becomes value. Oh, the Khajaris, the Masjid Sahib, the Zubh Rahmatullahi, ask one of the Thali Rahmatullahi, that when you become Bali, that somebody has to inform you you became Bali. You have become now physically mature, that somebody has to tell you your brother, your mother, your father. So, like spiritually you become Bali, that somebody has to inform you. But the Thali Rahmatullahi said, when you became physically Bali, it's your mother has to come and tell you, now you are Bali for it. A person knows his whole life changes, his interest changes, his walk, short changes, his desire, his relations, his clothes change, his way of talking changes. You can just see this boy is now Bali. He's got other things in his head now. And he's no more that a small boy who got there when he was just a small boy. Now he's got other things in his head. After Bhattu says, listen, and Hazrat explained personally, openly, he told us many times, that I'm very romantic, very much desired, and so much I control and constrain myself so much more. A person who has got this desire, why don't you got no desire? So there's no mujahada for you, no effort for you. You're not interested in woman, that desire is not you. You're not interested in anything like that. So a person who's not interested in dunya, and he balances, he's just got no interest. So he is no sacrifice of the person who's got him. And he sacrifices. He doesn't look at all and other how he should protect himself. And all life he didn't look for lust as a woman. And there's almost an impossible thing. But this is in front of her. So I would say that this desire by me, but I slaughtered my desire. And I'm still living. And I still got this desire. I said, I keep on slaughtering. If you will listen to what I say, you will be too. I wish you will. My advice to you, if you also become Bismi, you also got this desire, but put sharp hands. And you got the top of the range BMW, automatic, and what power it has got. And so you've got your accelerator, you must have your power. It's not only brakes are sufficient. When your car can go up to 200 in a little while, you need power brakes and you need a power steering also. So steer yourself in the right direction and also use your power brakes. And whenever any alarm comes, push sharp brakes. So may Allah give us the reality of this situation.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت في القاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are right on the steps of Shaban, and then Ramadan is coming, and this is a great, great occasion. And to keep roza, to stay hungry, is hard on the nafs. But for example, you're having a dawat at home, the ladies have prepared very special guests are coming. People who really you they are dear to you, close to you, respectable, honorable to you. So the women folk are preparing, and the smell of the food is coming, but it doesn't affect them. They stay away, and happily, they're making a sacrifice. And the men of the house, they also getting the smell, and they also haven't eaten. And now when the guest comes, you put the guest to sit down to eat. And you yourself have to serve the food. And you're seeing that piece of meat there, and you're seeing that egg there, and that potato, and you really desire, but you are giving it to the mehman. And happily you are giving. You don't regard it as a sacrifice or anything, that my guest must eat properly. When they are gone, we will eat. So for the guest of Ramadan, to stay hungry, why should it be difficult? Even if you hear the get the smell, the aroma of the food in the house, the woman, some cook in the morning, all night, some cook after Zohar, near Asr time, now that your hunger also has become greater at that time, and you also, so for your guest of Ramadan, it is just a mental, we must just adjust mentally, and you will see that you won't feel no roza. In fact, you will enjoy. How for your mehman? Even if they insist, please, you also sit down. You say, no, you must be. I have to serve you. I want to make your khidmat. I want to serve you. And also, very interestingly, that sometimes you have people to serve. Many rich people have got workers to work. They do all the serving. And so sad, some places, one place we went, it was a Maulana who invited us. So I said, yeah, whatever food is going to come, we don't have to have any doubt, it's right. But the person who brought the food was the maid, she came and put it. And no parda, nothing, no consideration. I said, if that is also not there, that no consideration of that, then how can you even trust what is further, that the meat must be all in order, etc. So anyway, some people got workers to work, some people got your children to work. One time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam received guests, so he slaughtered a fowl for them. Allah Ta'ala informed him, oh, Ibrahim, make ikram of your guest. So he thought a fowl is not enough, I must slaughter. So he slaughtered a goat. And then again Allah said, make ikram. He slaughtered a cow. Allah said, make ikram. He slaughtered a camel. Now he couldn't understand. Then he thought, the workers were serving the guests. He served them himself, personally. Then Allah said, now you have fulfilled their rights. Okay, so when a person himself, this is a great thing that yourself you serve. One Jamaat, my home brother, he went in Pakistan, right out into the mountains. And a great Ali, when the Jamaat came, he cooked all the food himself. He served it himself. He said, guest of Allah. People out in the path of Allah. So like that, to honor somebody. And who can be a greater guest in the month of Ramadan? And Ramadan has got its honor because of Quran Sharif. Really, we don't understand what a great gift and what an occasion Allah brings every year to us. The Quran Sharif is wahi of Allah Ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi starts his kitab with Kayfa Kana Babul Wahi ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what was the beginning of wahi? How was the beginning of wahi? Many times we miss the boat here also. That Babul Wahi, the beginning of wahi. This is the genitive case, possessive case, the beginning of wahi. So the first part in Muzaf, 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 that is the immediate objective, that how was the beginning? How did it, and all the details of hadith come in Bukhari Sharif. But the main thing is, not how did the beginning of wahi start, wahi itself. That is the important thing. And until we don't explain to our students who are studying Bukhari Sharif the importance and value of wahi, وحي is وإنه لدينا العلي الحكيم. And the وحي, this revelation of Allah Ta'ala is by us. Allah is the possessor of it. And علي, it is very, very high. حكيم, it is full of wisdom. And محكم, it is the absolute authority. It is the final word. There is no word after وحي of Allah Ta'ala. So it is important that our students who graduate, and we as ordinary people, we understand the value of wahi. What is wahi? Then we don't understand that. We give preference to school education. We give preference to university education. We give preference to somebody becoming a plumber or a carpenter. And a hafiz is by the way. If he can do it, by the way, what is school also, no problem. But tell him to leave school 3 years, then it's a problem. Mm. Eh? And perhaps if to become an alim also online, by the way, that is also perhaps all acceptable. But to let him leave 6 years of his other studies, and he goes to becomes an alim, that's a problem, because we haven't got the value of mind. So there's other things, and by Allah there is no vacuum. When we don't have the value of Quran, the value of Wahi, then automatically there is no vacuum, it is filled with something else. And the worst, filthiest things start filling it. The secular education, where you learn of Darwin's theory of evolution, where our children, without, you don't think it's a small thing. Our children who are going to schools, whether they are Islamic schools, government schools, they are being, whether kindergarten, whether they are going pre-primary, they are being taught kufr, that man was the monkey first, and from there he became a human being. They are being taught the Big Bang story, that the world came into existence by one Big Bang. Allah didn't bring the world into existence. This is what is being taught. So if we don't know what is wahi, and the value of wahi, then we will do. And also, some of us who, our children go to school also. So we dilute the two things also. And you're diluting your wahi also. And the value of wahi. So it's very important to understand the outstanding position of wahi. And also remember that the enemies of Islam, they are not stupid, or they are not as far as their cunningness. This is again another thing. There are many people who are very shrewd and very cunning. And you can even see it on the face of the person. His eyes tell you there is a cunning person, a shrewd person. And the movement of the eyes tell you how he moves his eyes. You can see there is a cunning person. And everywhere, and from such people you must be careful. Keep your distance. Because these people outwardly, they will show a lot of muhabbat also. But inside, they've got other things also. So a person must be very careful. So anyway, so this wahi, revelation from Allah Ta'ala, we have to realize the value of it. And that is one of the reasons why Allah has brought the month of Ramadan. And if we just apply our minds little bit, how much Quran Sharif is read. Allah uses us to read more Quran in Ramadan. Every person who is slightly conscious, Ramzan, he wants to read so much Quran. And what ambitions a person puts to. I must make 30 khatams in the month of Ramadan. And there are people, mashallah, around us, who are making the 30 khatams in every day, one khatam they are making. Some 25 khatams, some 20 khatams, and how much, some whole day, just recitation of Quran. And then for all of us, Allah made it Taraweeh. 20 rakats, and we listen to the Quran Sharif, we recite the Quran Sharif, and if we can't recite or anything, at least listen to the Taraweeh. So this also was to highlight Quran. And highlighting Quran is this wahi, so that importance comes into us. But here we find a person makes Taraweeh also, 20 rakats also he makes. But his whole day is in dunya. His whole day is in other tertiary education, etc. So how do we reconcile that wahi is that absolute? It comes clearly in a person, in the hadith, a person who has been given Quran Sharif, and then he thinks of anything else to be superior than that. He has done a great injustice to the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif is this great, and this whole month of Ramadan, the fasting of it and the Taraweeh by night is in the honor of Quran Sharif. It is an honor of Ramadan, and Ramadan is in the honor of the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala revealed all His heavenly scriptures during this month of Ramadan. And the Quran Sharif was also Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In laylatul qadr, which is in the last 10 nights, or in the month of Ramadan, in any case, Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. So if we prepare ourselves mentally that for this great, great occasion to celebrate it, people celebrate their marriage anniversaries. People celebrate their birthdays. I'm not saying the masalas, it's not jais, all this. Examples I'm giving, people celebrate that their business, that our business is 50 years old. We're having a big sale now. 50 year sale we're having in our business. Whatever else, for everything, Allah, for the greatest thing, the Quran Sharif. And if we are not mentally and psychologically prepared for it, we are reluctant for this. For this great celebration which Allah is the organizer. We are reluctant for it. We don't like it. We find it difficult and hard for the month of Ramadan. But if we understand the value of Wahi, and this is the month to celebrate, and celebration is in different ways also. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, he was so happy, and Allah gave him a place to stay right next to Masjid-e-Nabawi, right next to Rauza-e-Mubarak. If anyone of us saw the old Haram, the old Masjid-e-Nabawi, without the extensions now, you should just come out of Babi, just where Rauza-e-Mubarak is, Babi Jibreel, you come, and there was one street, a bit of a broader street compared to the normal Kali. Right there on the corner was Madrasa Ulum al-Shar'iyya, where Hadrat stayed there. In other words, just a few steps and you are in the Haram. If your takbir starts and you walk from there, you won't miss your takbir either. When Iqamah starts and you walk from there, so here it was. And in the celebration of this, expressing the joy and happiness, how did Hazrat express it? We will normally think of a big dawah inviting people from, like at a wedding anniversary, wedding function. Anyway, we invite people from overseas also. What and what don't we do? But Hazrat kept 40 days roses to show his appreciation to Allah Ta'ala that you gave me the citizenship and to be right near to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then again, Hazrat fulfilled the rights of living so close also. Personally, alhamdulillah, I had that great opportunity also. About 10 o'clock, Hazrat would go to the Haram. It was the winter season. And there were pebbles in the courtyard where the umbrellas are now. That time it was not all the tiles and all that, it was just pebbles. Hazrat would sit there from 10 o'clock till Zohar and in meditation. And now and then, alhamdulillah, I was sitting right next to Hazrat for all this period in case Hazrat needs something, for any need. He would just give a little glance and he would get where Hazrat's his heart and his mind was, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And it wasn't a one-day thing. Every day, this was Hazrat's ma'amur, his practice continuously. Also from here, if we can understand that these great people, if we see in the lives of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Ambedkar rahmatullah, all our great buzur, how much of ibadah, but on the other side, how much of work of deen they had done. We will think that we cut our ibadah to its minimum so that we can do some deeni work, whether it is teaching, whether it is writing of kitabs or something, because you need time. But this we can understand what is barakat. When they gave their lives for Allah's ibadah, direct connection with Allah, Allah gave so much of barakat. Maulana Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, over 1,000 kitabs. Where did he get the time? They also only had 24 hours in their day, 360 or so days in the year. Where did they get this? This is that barakat, Allah puts, when you make your connection with Allah. Too. So this month has come, which is right on our doorstep. That is one thing, to have that eagerness and that anxiety and that that desire for this month and to celebrate the Quran Sharif.
And the celebration of the Quran Sharif, the main thing is the recitation of the Quran. To try and read as much as possible. Ask ourselves, how much do we read Quran Sharif? Today, one day, half a day almost is passed already. How much did we read Quran Sharif? Yes, last night, the Quran of the night is very valuable. How much did we read Quran Sharif last night? Yesterday, one day has passed. How much Quran Sharif? Before that was Friday, Jummah. How much did we read Quran Sharif? So our desire for Quran Sharif is very, very weak. And this is, like Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, has written that the Quran Sharif is Allah's love letter to His beloveds. And Allah didn't send a love letter of one page. Maulana Mazhar Sahib, this morning we are having British breakfast and we are discussing something about emails. So he said, tell your friends to send emails, not to send females. We just send emails, so just keep it to that. So anyway, your email comes, some many brothers write also, what a long email I wrote. Right? But unless email, what is email? Unless send it to you, how are that in the Quran Sharif? And a love letter of 30 supahs. Sometimes some emails you have to read it a second time also, sometimes a third time also, sometimes some things that really make you happy, the condition of the friends, you read it over and you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah, who will read it to so many times? So three times, perhaps four, more than five, you won't read anyone's letter. But Allah's letter, Allah made itself. Though, sadly, we don't have that eagerness. But Allah made it all the time you're reading this love letter. In Quran Sharif, in namaz you are reading this love letter of Allah. And mashallah, in Quran Sharif also sometimes the imam views such passages. And they read in such a way also, it just swipes you off your feet. What a Quran Sharif. And especially when you hear it in the Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina, and Allah has blessed them there with the recitation of the Quran and that environment is. And you yourself also are electrified, you are motivated when you are in the Haram. And you hear that Quran Sharif, what a gift. There can't be a greater gift that Allah has given us of Quran. Allah. And this is the month now to celebrate this Quran. To show its excellence, to show its honor, its greatness. In the house there must be Quran. And with happiness, in our cars read Quran, in our businesses read Quran. Especially in the month of Ramadan, make it a month of Quran Sharif. So Allah has revealed this great, great kitab. But sadly, our connection is still very, very weak to the Quran Sharif. Just like, it comes in the hadith, a person who loves the zikr of Allah is a sign he loves Allah. And a person who dislikes the zikr of Allah, keeps away from it, is a sign of his dislike for Allah. And the greatest zikr is Quran Sharif. And what is our connection with Quran Sharif? How much do we read it? How much do we release it? How much do we enjoy it? And the more you read of Quran Sharif, and this is a miracle of the Quran Sharif, that even if you don't understand, the message seeps into you. And the love of the Quran will come into you. And if you understand, Nurun ala Nur, what to say then? And that also is correct understanding. Very, very important to have the correct understanding of the Quran Sharif. And the correct understanding can only come from those who have understood the Quran Sharif correctly. Like one father who gave advice to his son. Son was studying in university. He was not staying with his father. He doesn't know the temperament, the mizaj, the nature of his father. He's a university boy studying in a university. Father came of age and he was going to die. So he gave three advices to his son. First is, when you go to work, you must go in the shade and return in the shade. Second is, you must have the best food, only eat the very best food. And the third was, every month you must make a new nikah. So the boy, the first thing he did, he went from his house to the warehouse, to the factory, wherever the work was. He paved a pathway and he put a zinc structure, whatever it was, made shade. So he should go to work 10, 11 o'clock, return 2, 3 o'clock. So he should go in the shade and come back in the shade. And he told his wife that, see, you must cook only the best food. No leftovers, no, just we'll do with something now, we'll just do with whatever there is. Every meal you must cook the best. So that he did. Now the month came to an end, and now he loved his wife very much also. He couldn't think of a second marriage also. So now he was perplexed, worried. So he went to the secretary, the father's right-hand man, who loved with his father, who knew his father, who knew his nature. So he told him, I got a problem. So he explained his problem. So he said, you haven't understood one of your father's problems. Though you are a university boy, but you're an idiot, you're a stupid, you don't understand one thing of father, what he told. So he says, why? He said, you must go in the shade. He meant you must go before sunrise and work hard the whole day, and you come after sunset. He didn't mean you put this shade over you and you go there 11 o'clock and you come 2, 3 o'clock. The second thing he told him, that the best food, eat only when you are really hungry. Not just you think you are hungry, when you are actually, whatever there are, leftover food, anything, if you are really hungry, it is the most tastiest thing. And make nikah once a month, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, don't make your halal wife also halal all the time. Don't slaughter her all the time and make her halal all the time. Hazrat said, so in the past, today we can understand this. But in the past they should after. So whenever you meet your wife once a month is a new nikah. Every time, every month you got a new nikah with your own wife. What enjoyment you will get. But when you all the time you are busy slaughtering your wife, then that is why now you look at other women. Now this enjoyment is over for you. Now your eyes go to other women, etc. So to understand Quran Sharif also, those who lived with the Quran, who lived with those people who understood Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif cannot just be understood from the internet, but the translation of the Quran. And today, alhamdulillah, I think if Allah grants it, inshallah, that is gone very much less, but it wasn't long ago when lot of university type of people, academics, what they call themselves, they should have the Quran halqas. And they should read one ayah and then look at the translation. Not even from the Arabic, from the translation. And each one was to give his opinion. And many of such halqas, men and women, sat together. And they are all sitting around the table with their shoes on. What I saw that also, what there were ties also on. And they are sitting around the table and they are having Quran dars and Quran halqa. And it's a big thing in their lives. And everyone is giving his own opinion. Quran is not your own opinion. Quran is, and the word Quran is not only the Arabic words. In fact, if you're going to see it, analyze it strictly and correctly, the Quran Sharif that we have got, that is not Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif are the words which are abstract. Not the written word, not the recorded word, that revelation which Allah had sent. And not only the words of it, but the meaning which Allah had intended. And with, like for example, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got Nabuwat, right at the beginning, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the foot of the mountain. And then there he made wudu in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, without any exaggeration, just from books, you won't know how to make wudu. You have to see somebody. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Kufa, the people of Kufa asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كَيْفَ كَانَ وُضُوءُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ What was, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make wudu? He didn't give a bayan. He didn't give out pamphlets. He didn't distribute kitabs or CDs or anything like that. He sat on a high place where all could see him. And in front of them he made wudu. And then he said, هَكَذَا كَانَ وُضُوءُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ This was how the wudu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that practical. So Jibreel alayhi wa sallam then Jibreel alayhi wa sallam made namaz. He became the imam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed him. Two rakats of namaz without exaggeration. Anyone who didn't learn at all, try and take somebody can be the biggest academic, the biggest ali, but he didn't see somebody make namaz. And trying to tell him to make namaz just from literature, you won't be able to do. You need somebody. So to get the understanding of the whole of deen, Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif,
You need it all from somebody who is actually who was present at that time. And that comes from the Sahaba till today, radiallahu anhu. So this is the how great and important the wahi is, the understanding of it, to get the proper understanding. Otherwise, today internet is common. You go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, you buy a translation of Bukhari Sharif, I'm going to study Deen on my own. And many people are going on this, you will never get it. And the taste and feeling of it is only when you stay with that person. Like for example, in the you got your visitors, your own sister came and visit you. But you got married 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and now you say something in the house. And the sister will understand it differently. The wife will say, no, he doesn't mean that. I know what he means by this. Because the close relationship that was there, the wife will know, even the sister, or even his mother. Though she gave birth to him. But for 20 years, he's not staying with the mother, he's staying with his wife. He's staying with his children. They will know his visage more now. So like that, a person who is with that physical and personal contact is absolutely essential even for deen if we can understand that. So one thing, wahi is so great. And then this wahi came down in Ramadan. So Allah has kept this great celebration. Ramadan, if we tune our minds correctly, is a celebration. And for a celebration, a person's body becomes light, his heart becomes light. He looks forward to a celebration. For a celebration, a person phones also before, hey, what can I do, what can we bring? Must we bring papad, must we bring papri, must we bring biscuits, must we bring kawab, what must we, can't we also? So like that, a person must be eager for the month of Ramadan. If we understand what this great month is, then and the celebration of the Quran Sharif, eagerness will come into a person. He won't be like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, that one Manisa paid bayan, Ramzan is coming. We generally in the masjids, and many people explain Ramadan in a negative way also. And especially even it can be a Maulana. But if he hasn't got the value of Ramadan, he'll also explain it. When we were in Madagascar, there were many people from the Comoro Islands who are in Madagascar as well. And the poor local Madagascar people, very far from Deen, ignorant, they don't know Deen. So these Comorians are more closer to Deen, they have got more attachment to Deen. So they go to these poor people, local Madagascar people, and tell them that Ramzan is coming, we have to keep Roza as first. And it's very hard to keep Roza, already negative attitude. And we will keep your rozas for you. And you just pay us so much, whatever it is, they 10 rand for a roza. And they're not only keeping for one person, for 20 people, for 500 people, everyone 10 rand. And whether they, such a person, whether he keeps his own roza also. So this negative attitude when we don't know. So there's one Maulana who was also negative himself, and there are unfortunately many that even though we are Maulanas, we dread the month of Ramadan. Or you're a Hafiz, you dread the month of Ramadan. Now I have to do my door again, I have to make the rawi. But one is that eagerness, there is a world of difference. And this is that spice, that salt in the biryani, and the sugar in the tea, this is the difference. And then you look forward to Ramadan. It won't be a burden, and you'll want to take from them like a businessman. It's not negative of the month of December. Oh, December coming again, we're going to be busy. I have to go half an hour earlier to work. Lunch, I won't even get lunch. We are so busy in our shop, we are all the time. And I'll come back 2 hours late at night again. He's not, he looks forward to me. Because he knows what is, if we know what Ramadan is in turn going to give us, if we respect and honor Ramadan, and we get from Ramadan, and you must feel that you are getting, and you see the difference, how you look forward to Ramadan. You won't dread it at all. So anyway, this Maulana, he gave a negative picture of Ramadan. Ramadan is coming, all that have to keep rozas, you have to stay hungry, you can't eat, you can't drink. And so it's like a torture, na'uzubillah. So they all asked Maulana, where does Ramadan come from? So he said from the western side, because the moon rises in the west. The sun rises in the east. Perhaps many of us are not aware of that also. Where the sun rises and where the moon rises. One professor in a university asked a student, and hardly any student who are university students, they didn't know where the sun rises and where the sun sets. And the moon rises in the west. So it comes from the western side. You have to sight it in the western side. So they said that, when does it come? So he said, on the 29th of Shaban. And if it didn't come on 29th, 30th is sure, it will be there. So they went out, that we have to see the moon, that the month of Ramadan comes. They thought it's actually physically, somebody coming. And it so happened that a person was coming from that side on his camel, he was coming this way. So they asked him, they said, this is Ramadan. But the bright spark said, you must be sure, don't just attack Ramadan and chase him away, that he's going to bring musibah to our town. So they asked him, what is your name? His name happened to be Ramadan. So he said, he's the one who causes us all that. So they started hitting him. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he said, but I pass every month this way. What happened now? Why are you hitting me? He said, you are the one that they stop our food, you stop our drink, Tarawih to 20 rakats to 1 hour, 2 hours, Isha, Tarawih all together. For your sake we have to get up, because then it's so early in the morning. No breakfast, nothing we can have, all because of you. So when we have the wrong idea. Maulana Tamir Rahmatullah Ali has also written that there was a butcher in the village. Not like our butcher who gets his delivery from the butcher van and the meat van and he comes and delivers, but he keeps his own animal, slaughters himself, and he puts it in his shop or just in the front of his house. So he had an ox which he was going to slaughter, he kept it for slaughtering, and the ox got loose out of its place and it ran out and it ran into the masjid. People chased it out, that you came into an ox in the masjid, they chased it out. So he came, he said, that's my ox. Why are people chasing it and treating it so harshly and chasing it out? So they say it came in the masjid. He said, it got no brains, that's why it came in the masjid. You ever saw me coming in the masjid? Na'udhu billah, what he meant, I got brains, so a person with brains don't go to the masjid. That, whereas it is the opposite. But even that animal knew that I must go to the masjid. But how many insan don't know we have to go to the masjid? And we don't come to the masjid. So when we don't have the proper understanding, not only the masalas about Hajj, masalas about Umrah, masalas about Qurbani, masalas about Ramadan, that won't give you the enjoyment. You'll do it correct, but to get the taste and the enjoyment, you have to know the value of it. And when you, and that you can only get from those who stayed with such people. Allah's fazl and karam. We saw Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, we spent Ramadan with him. And what Ramadan? Hazrat 30 khatams in the month of Ramadan. And he's no time for anything else. In fact, one journalist who was a close friend of Hazrat, who should come and speak very informally, in a, like friendly terms, he came in Ramadan and he wanted to meet Hazrat. So they told Hazrat is busy now. So he came again after 1-2 hours. Hazrat is now Hamrawa Indur. Hazrat is reading Quran Sharif now. All the time he was busy. Then after Zuhar he couldn't take it anymore. Hazrat was Hamrawaing. So in that room which was locked, so nobody disturbs. Who of us? We will make sure when we're watching our TV, nobody must disturb. But when we're reading Quran Sharif, no problem. Any, you can come ask any question at that time. And you don't even have to close your Quran. While you're reading also, you're talking also. But the respect and honor of Quran, Hazrat had his room locked. So there must be no disturbance. Then that person just knocked the lock from outside, big noise. And he announced, he said, Ramzan comes to us also. Not only to you. But it doesn't come to us like a fever. When a fever overtakes a person, he's controlled by that fever. So Ramzan, Hazrat should come to Hazrat like a fever. He's controlled by Ramzan. Not his own choice, just fully into Ramadan. But for us, no change really comes in our lives. We just make some minor adjustments. But the month of Ramadan, really, our 3 weeks leave of our year, we should take it in Ramadan. Yeah. And devote it to this month here. And then take 1 week unpaid leave also. Today for our holidays, we take leave when we go for our holidays. And how we cherish the holiday, how we look forward, the children are excited, and they are looking on the internet which place we are going, what is there to do, what are the rooms like, the chalets, everything they are interested, the month of Ramadan ways that further. That is what we have to create within us, the enjoyment and the highlight of the month of Ramadan. So by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, we saw 24 hours our Hazrat used to be busy. We the one Ramadan that we spent, we were still young boys, we were just still studying. So we must have been just about over 20. And young boys, we like to talk a lot amongst ourselves, all discussion. Hazrat, the report went to Hazrat. He became angry and he wanted to expel us from the Khanqah. That year, only that the zikr time after Zohar to Asr, it was winter, was time for zikrullah, bara tasbih, which was 1300 times to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the whole masjid used to be engaged. We hadn't taken permission. We should just sit there. So Maulana Ahmad, Deula, Rahimullah, I think, he interceded for us. He said, except that this boys read Lord Quran Sharif. Then Hazrat said, alright, let them stay there in that case. But otherwise, for anything you can eat as much as you want to, Hazrat used to say. Not in Rosa, of course, if that time. You can sleep as much as you want to. But a person who engages in talking, he's expelled from the Khanqah immediately. No talking. And today, you don't even need a friend to talk to. You got your cell phone and you are talking where and where and what is what you are talking. So if you, Ramadan and Hazrat used to say, the stay 40 days at the time. 30 days of Ramadan, then he used to, according to Sunnah, he used to go and visit his family for about half an hour, 1 hour, and come back in another 10 days again. He should sit for Al-Kitab. So, this is how our, and Hazrat has written a Kitab which we should try and read from now. Akabir ke Ramadan, the Ramadan of our elders, and see how they spend. Perhaps it will be impossible for us to reach there, but at least some aspirations. Some desires will come into us that how Ramadan should be spent. In short, Ramadan, if we can, just in our ibadah, and stay away from all negative things. Completely, the internet, the news, the sports, whatever, all this, stay away from it completely. If just sit quiet, sleep away. But don't get involved in negative things at all. And then how much we can do of the positive. Namaz is there, 5 times namaz, with jamaat, and try and improve on our namazes, which is extremely important also, and which is a message of this month of Ramadan, of Rajab, to our namazes we must correct. And our qada'i umri, that is very, very important. Some of our friends still got qada namazes, though they are maulanas, and they are muftis, but we still got qada namazes. This is very, very important to set our first priority, our namazes we must cover up. And have our namazes in order. And after that, to try and be regular with all our namazes. And with jamaat, if there isn't a shari'i excuse which shari'at has permitted, don't miss to make our, and when we go to the masjid, then make our niyas. So many niyas, they are written so many places. Make those niyas that I'm going to the masjid, to the house of Allah, I'm going to fulfill my faraz. Already your sawab is written, and I'm going to make it with jamaat, that is wajib. I'm going to fulfill a wajib of nama or of deen. And then what so many, behind the imam, and more in all probability, the imam's tirat is much better than my tirat. And I will be reading behind the imam, and then again with all the musallis. And like, for example, if you have the opportunity, like a Darul Uloom here, really the students here are like farishtas, angels, the ustads are like angels, you have the opportunity to be in the company of the farishta and make your ibadat, etc. Or wherever we are, those people, whoever are coming for namaz, for fajr also, what great sacrifices. The people are leaving their comfortable homes, their comfortable beds, and in one aspect, they might be even superior than the ulama. From this aspect, that they don't have that knowledge which the ulama have got, but yet they are sacrificing. And really, there are so many people who are so sincere and genuine, that they are busy in the shop, but azan finished, they go to the masjid. It's asr time, which is a very crucial time. But they make their namaz and they make it with jamaat and they make a point they get there. And these people, though they are business people, outwardly they are in dunya, but how much regard they got for me. So we get opportunity to make namaz with such people. And in their tatta, and in every namaz, there will be one person who is so maqbool by Allah. By his barakat, our namaz is get accepted. So we should get our namazes all in this month. And the month of Sha'ban, Allah blesses us with Tawbah and Istighfar. Laylatul Bara'ah is the night of cleansing, the night of purification, the night of emancipation. So we should appreciate that and really make sincere Tawbah. And we go into the month of Ramadan pure and clean. That is why the first 10 days of Ramadan are the Ashara of Rahmat. Why? Because those who came clean all it. The last 10 days are of the forgiveness. Those who didn't clean themselves before. In the 20 days they have cleansed themselves. Now they get maghfirah. Forgiveness. But those who from the beginning and from there for them, the literal translations don't apply to them. They from the beginning they are in the rahmat of Allah. And they are not now getting forgiveness. They are going higher and higher all the time. To understand that, like question arises and the ulama have put this question and given the answer. That for so many actions we read that if you do this, your gunas are forgiven. If you do this, your gunas are forgiven. So your gunas are forgiven already, and now you are making wudu, your gunas are forgiven. You gave reply to adhan, your gunas forgiven. You may walk to the masjid, your gunas are forgiven. You made namaz, now what does it mean? Over and over the same. No, it means your stages have been raised all the time. So yeah, if we cleanse ourselves in the 15th Sha'ban and we go pure into the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, the example of it is like a person was working on his car, a mechanic, and he's got his overall on with grease and oil and everything. And his nikah is taking place Sunday morning, 11 o'clock in the masjid. And he comes with that overall with all his grease and everything. People will chase him off. You're a madman or something. How can you come like this? You must go and get dressed for your nikah. You must be clean and properly and dressed properly for your nikah. So in the month of Ramadan, and we go with all our dirt and filth into the month of Ramadan. How will we be welcomed by the month of Ramadan? Ramadan is a great guest of Allah Ta'ala. It is a great a guest of Allah Ta'ala. And like for example, if somebody, you go and visit by somebody. Like many people, they have a problem, you go even to a hotel and check-in time is only 4 o'clock and you came 2 o'clock. Now they want to give you the room. They are dilly-dallying and you are becoming frustrated, you travel, you are tired. And they are not giving you your, but you say, I have paid already, it is from this day. But they say it's from this time. And they don't want to give you your room before your time, and your head is sore, etc. And you, how difficult. And if you went visit somebody, your friend, and he knew you are coming also, and all the arrangements, but when you get there, he's not there to receive you. Now you are phoning around and you are finding him. He comes after half an hour, 1 hour. And then when he comes, he hasn't got the key of the house. Now he's working and talking around getting the key. Finally, when he gets the key, the room that they have allotted for you is in a mess. How will you feel? So if Ramadan is coming to us, and we are told when Ramadan, but when Ramadan comes, we are in a mess in our dunya. And unfortunately, may Allah make us mark, we are in guna. And in terrible filth, and we want to, the room is in a mess. Not only that the bed is not made, or the things are lying around, there are all porn magazines there. And there is all other filth and dirt. There are liquor bottles lying around. There are all drugs lying around. And you are supposed to be a guest in there. And whichever guest in the world, who can be a greater guest than the month of Ramadan? And we are filled with all this dirt. How can we get the benefit of Ramadan? So it is that we get ourselves prepared. Really a person will take this seriously. Not just that we came and listened to a bayan or we just came to majlis, but to whatever level we can and we bring it, Ramadan will give us the returns accordingly. If you went to a house and he received you also very well, and he treated you very well, when you are a respectable, honorable person, a wealthy person, generous, what great gifts won't you give them? When you are fasting, you will give them great gifts. Ramadan is coming to us. And if we will respect and honor the month of Ramadan, what gifts what Ramadan will give us? And the greatest gift which Ramadan gives us is taqwa. And this is what really we have to get much more. But the main, the cherry on the top is to get taqwa from the month of Ramadan. And a person who gave, and what is taqwa? Hazrat Mufti Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Da'amat Barakatuh, last night said, one definition, lot of definitions of taqwa. Al-kaqwa anil-hawa. That you keep yourself back. You put your brakes upon your desires. This is what is taqwa. That what your haram desires, najais, which are not permissible, haram things, and you put your brakes on there. That is what you get. And how many of us, we feel so bad that our eyes are not under control, our thoughts are not under control, and if you get the ability to control your eyes, then you yourself will start thinking that you're a buzur. If all these things, your thoughts come under control, you'll think I'm a buzur now. And if you get if you think that you have become a buzur, like Allah explains this in the Quran Sharif, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ acquire taqwa. And one method of acquiring it, وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Just ponder what have I prepared for tomorrow, for the day of Qiyamah. وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. The second taqwa is when you have got the first taqwa, don't become proud of that taqwa. Don't think I'm a buzur. Which Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah has explained so beautifully, Nek banna faraz hai. To become righteous and pious is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think of yourself that I'm pious, this is haram. So this is that the taqwa comes, that now you got taqwa in the month of Ramadan. Then you have to gain the taqwa, that's no holier than thou attitude. And that also is far wisdom. You must not even think that you are holy. Forget that you are not holier than somebody else. Don't ever think that I am even holy and I am pious. And very fortunate is that person who till his mort is all the time that, Ya Allah, make my Islam. Ya Allah, let me gain your marifat. And all these things are unlimited. And a person who feels that I've already got taqwa, I have become pious. His example is like that person, you take a ball and you throw it up. It will go up, up, up. How much power you threw it with, but it will come to a point where it's going to stop. And it won't stay in the air. If it stops going up, it stops just that split second or so, and it starts coming down faster than what it went down. So a person who thinks that I've become pious, that is the point where he has stopped now. The minute complacency comes in a person, that I'm all right, and there are many of us, we don't need tarbiyah, we don't need Islam, and many who don't become bad, we don't need it. So they feel they are right. And many who do, who are bad, but they got no need for Islam, they don't have to make the Islam at all, so that person drops down faster. Such a person, Buzurgs have said, that wo salih, wo muslih kya rahega? Salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be making somebody else's Islam, he himself will also fall down completely. A person jo apne aap ko mustaqil bhi zaat samajhta hai, a person who thinks I don't need guidance. Even if you become bad, became bad, and I don't need guidance, I can do, chalk my way myself. I got a Quran, I got Hadith, I'm a Maulana, I'm a Mufti, I'm a Hafiz, and I even became bad, and now I know how to carry on. Jo mustafni hai shaykh kamil se, a person who doesn't need the guidance of, wo mustafil bi zaat kya, mustafil bad zaat. He will be a rotten, a terrible person. Like that egg that does not stay under the hand, it doesn't hatch. It becomes a rotten egg. And you open that egg, here's the egg that's having for breakfast. The smell that rotten egg gives, you throw it away very far. So a person who doesn't stay under the share and guidance of the share, and he doesn't have a share, that person becomes like that. So it is very, very important that we be conscious of our Islam all the time. Some people in a village wrote to Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that there is one person here in our village, person used to come for namaz, everything was regular, but now he's no more coming, and he says, I've become an abdal. Holds kutub, abdal, high position. So Maulana Thani rahmatullahi, what Allah had blessed him with, he wrote back and he said, this person, ye pehle ghosht tha, he was meat. Abdal. And I has become Abdal. So, if that is claiming me Abdal. Then the ghost up Abdal ho gaya. Lower level than me. He's gone right down. He's not only Dal down. Lentils. So this is, a person must never think that endeavor yourself thoroughly upon the month of Ramadan. Forget thinking you're holier than somebody else. Don't even think I'm holier. And don't wait, some people are so happy when somebody calls you Buzur. That really, see, this person has recognized me. My wife doesn't know who I am. But these people here, they know, we're going Jamaat somewhere, we give a bayan or just something, we're quoting somebody else. And that also we're stealing, we don't even attribute it. And then the people say, oh, where did you stand? It looks like you're a Maulana, a Mufti. And then it goes to your head already. So this thing should never happen. Always a person who is conscious of it. And we are so guilty. For example, with the great namat of time, how much time haven't we abused? And we have never asked Allah, mark that I, for the namat of time, which I did not forget, appreciate, I totally destroyed the value of time. That Allah Ta'ala gave us our eyes. And how much have we used our eyes? Is our eyes wrong? Did we ever use our eyes rightly to see the Qudrat of Allah, to see Allah Ta'ala? And the eye is one of the greatest things to see Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gave us the eyes to see Him. We saw everything in dunya, but we didn't see Allah Ta'ala. The heart, the brains Allah gave us. The house that we have got is an amulet of Allah. Don't think we have acquired this house. When did we make shukr? And how much have we misused the house also? All other, our cars, amulet of Allah. And how much we misuse it also? The road is an amulet. Allah speaks in many ayahs of the Quran that roads are a great amulet from Allah Ta'ala. How did we ever make shukr to Allah for the roads? That we ask directions, how to go here, you turn there, you go like this. But if there wasn't the roads, how should we? Even if it was the old days roads, there were roads there in the old time also. And all those roads, no matter how they were, the great amulet of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, how much adur, and we just start with one Ramzan, we set for itikaf, and we think there's nobody else than us. We should realize, we should cut ourselves down to size and realize. So this great opportunity of Ramadan is here right on our doorstep. The other dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which also we should make, what is reality? Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us salamati for the month of Ramadan. How many people, just one night before Ramzan, 2 days into Ramzan, whole month in the hospital? Or you just got caught for something and the police arrest you. You were coming for Taraweeh and you went to a red robot, you sped over the limit and they were, you were arrested, you put you in jail. So now we can't enjoy. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana. And the salamat of Ramadan also for us. I remember, alhamdulillah, this also has changed for the better greatly. Otherwise, when we were small little children, every Ramadan, first, second, third night, fights in the masjid. Somebody wants a fan on, somebody wants the windows open, somebody wants it closed, somebody, this problem, every Ramzan starts and problem starts. Then there was a time also, the minute Ramzan starts, the emails start coming, phones started coming, those days no email. The husband and wife problem. And we have the solution now. And the wife wants divorce now, first night of Ramadan. Now Ramadan, and now you problem and you're putting poor Maulana also under pressure. Mufti Sahib closes his Darul Ifta in Ramzan. The nice ibadah. But now you're putting him under pressure also. All the problems and the solution has to be now and now. How many problems? The whole year winter. By natural differences between partners, brothers. Now Ramzan comes, all these problems. So Allah keeps salamat, Ramzan salamat for us. There is a great thing, this afiyat and salam. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And what we have acquired in that, keep it safe for us for the future also. Not just that we did something and it all gets lost. Very sadly, unfortunately, this was in the past, it went away, it has come back again. The Eid ball night, Eid ball, and all Eid parties, the night parties, and going to the zoo lake and all the, whatever little we might have acquired, we lose that also. And we're going to a debit instead of a credit. Ramadan was to make our balances, credit balances, high. But there we go into a balance again. So may Allah let us understand the great honor of Wahi and to honor the Quran Sharif, to read as much as possible. And to all the ibadat of Ramadan, which is associated, zikr of Allah, etikaf, all these things which are associated, to appreciate and to have in the heart to cherish the month of Ramadan. I will end on this, I've gone already over time. But one person in KZN, this happened very many years ago, was running a brothel, a shameen. So he was very far from deen. He was a Muslim, but very far from deen. But Ramadan used to come, close his shameen and his brothel. His patrons were all non-Muslims, and they should plead with him. They should say, for our sake, we need all this. For us, what is the difference between Ramadan and not? But in respect of Ramadan. He shouldn't even keep roza, but respect of Ramadan, he used to close his brothel. His maut came on a Jummah. Last Friday of Ramadan, his maut came. So whoever will honor, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whatever level, and we shouldn't now look at that lower level, at the higher respect and honor the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you respect and honor. Allah will raise your position. So there is a great guest of Allah which is coming. Let us look at it with open heart and to receive this great guest and honor this guest and see what won't Allah Ta'ala give us. May Allah bless us with his reality.